Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I want to share a thought from you about want to laugh? It's a question mark. Do you want to? And it's from Mrs. Marlene Evans. Every week we share on our website, the Christian Woman website, Evotions, that's written things, written devotions that you can read. And I read this one a couple weeks ago, and I thought, I'd like to share that with my readers. And if you don't know who Marlene Evans is, it'll give you a pretty good picture of who she was and what a great spirit she always had. Why is it we all lose our laugh as we leave childhood and teenage years? Why is it some people seldom really laughed even in childhood? Do you know what I mean by really laughing? First, let me tell you what I don't mean. I don't mean just a little ha-ha. I mean laugh after laugh after laugh in a way people can tell you're laughing. I full well know I am too loud. I am my dad over and over, and people could hear him whisper a mile away. Really, truly, I have tried to quiet down. Then I get excited, and there I go again, louder and louder. I don't want girls to be like I am, but I do want them to be able to laugh. One of the most feminine women I know laughs a lot. It's so much fun to see her get tickled at something, preacher says in church. You see, it is his wife. I do get upset about the fact that people know when I am in a building because they hear me laugh. I hear that over and over again. I think they are telling on themselves. The reason that even if I am extra loud, I shouldn't be heard so well. Everyone else's laughter should cover mine. Wouldn't you think so? We have the funniest preacher. When he's hurt, sick, or preaching a very serious sermon, he still makes us laugh. Somewhere along the line, he says that we've all heard his old jokes 100 times, but they are real-life stories that are funnier than those a comedian puts on tape. Besides that, he thinks in spontaneous humor on his feet. During my wildest chemotherapy days, I still laughed at church. Thank God for a church in which we can laugh. A fine young college girl used to be able to sit through whole messages of preachers and never quirk her mouth. Someone asked her if she didn't think anything was funny, to which she replied, I laugh inside. Now, folks, they say laughing is internal jogging. People say you can laugh yourself well. Laughing out loud seems to be more contagious than laughing inside. So if you think something is funny, notify your first face, please. A young couple asked us to come to their house for supper one evening. The man specifically requested that we be prepared to just laugh. There were 8 of us who sat around the table eating and laughing for about 2 hours. What a memory. The date was December 18, 1998, just after we had buried my dad and just before my hip replacement surgery. I was so glad to laugh when I was hurting so badly in several ways. What did we talk about? Nothing that I can remember. We did not solve any earth-shaking problems. No one person was left not knowing what the others were discussing, not staying on subject in which the others aren't interested, and limiting the time each person talks are keys to laughter not going sour. We came to the conclusion that if the goal was to have 8 people laughing for 2 hours, there were some things not to discuss. They were on a list we periodically checked if someone bordered on fringe talk. When anyone pointed to the list, reminding someone he was on the edge, we all laughed like fools once again. Here is our list of no-nos. Let me explain a few of these items on my list to you because they probably would not be on your list. We could discuss Jesus, souls saved, prayers answered, and good Bible thoughts and sermons. We were not discussing religion as an ecclesiastical problems and all that junk that has nothing to do with Jesus. In our particular group, there was a high percentage of teachers and others aren't wanting an educational seminar at the dinner table. Why do we talk diet all during a meal we're eating as if it were no tomorrow? If you're going to eat wrong, don't compound the problem by becoming nervous as you talk about it while you're going right on indulging. We reasoned that our group of 4 couples in several age groups wouldn't go home feeling great if any ethnic borderline things were said, so that was out. We were there to have fun and go home full of great food and a peaceful feeling, not to be offensive. Now that's something to think about when she talks, don't talk ethnics, don't have any ecclesiastical discussions, don't talk about diets because that ruins the fun of eating that bad food. Those 3 things are there. That's what they weren't to talk about. Tomorrow, we're going to have Wanda Laugh Part 2, and I'm going to give you the suggestion she has on what to talk about to make yourself laugh. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.